From KETR News, this is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. Texas went through a devastating long-term drought in the 1950s, and in response, the state built lots and lots of reservoirs in a surge of construction that continued all the way through the 1970s. And in some ways, building a new lake was a simpler matter back then. Here's Walt Sears of the Northeast Texas Municipal Water District at a state water board meeting in Mount Pleasant in July.
Lake of the Pines was built in 1956. It cost $13 million to build. The Corps constructed it. Northeast Texas Municipal Water District was created. They paid 14% of that $13 million and got all of the water. And those are the cities of Jefferson, Avenger, Hugh Springs, Dangerfield, Lone Star, Orr City, and Pittsburgh. You know, in the 50s, it was truly dam it, flood it, develop it. But those days are over.
Because of the mitigation?
The mitigation is certainly the wild card here.
Mitigation refers to a federal law designed to mitigate the environmental damage caused by flooding land. Inevitably, making a new lake involves inundating low-lying areas in or near floodplains that typically host a diversity of flora and fauna necessary for local ecosystems. To make up for the loss of such habitat, this mitigation law mandates that a certain amount of land comparable to the land that's being lost is set aside as a protected area. For example, just east of Cooper Lake, there's the Cooper Lake Wildlife Management Area. That was created to make up for the habitat that was lost in the creation of Cooper Lake.
That's up to federal agencies, such as the Corps of Engineers, U.S. Fish and Game, EPA, that determine that. That's not up to a state agency.
That's true. Texas entities might determine what to do about new lakes in Texas, but the mitigated land matter is a federal concern. The mitigation issue has been a big deal around the topic of the proposed Marvin Nichols Reservoir along the Sulphur River. The Northeast Texas Regional Planning Group, which is Region D in the state system, has objected to Northeast Texas potentially having to give up most of the mitigated land, while the Dallas area, represented by Region C, would be getting most of the municipal water delivered by the reservoir.
And there have been concessions made and recommendations made by the Water Development Board that Region C share that mitigation.
Is there enough hardwood bottomland forest in Region C to where they could have a mitigation that was proportionate to the use?
That's debatable. You know, this all comes down to the fact that roughly along I-35, the state turns from a temperate environment to an arid environment. And so hardwood bottoms become more and more rare the further west you go. So, yeah, I mean, that's a problem.
One thing that's certain is that if Marvin Nichols were created, the mitigated land would have to be hardwood bottomland forest, just like the land that would be flooded by the new lake. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.